Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Life Tributes. Don Sutton. 9/9/1951 to 5/23/2024. Gary Don Sutton, dedicated husband, father, and friend, passed away peacefully surrounded by his family in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, May 23, 2024, at the age of 72, after battling heart disease. Don was born to the late Roy Knight Sutton and Mildred Drew Rogers Sutton in Durango, Colorado, on September 9, 1951. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, please consider a donation in his name to the American Pigeon Museum, https://www.theamericanpigeonmuseum.org/donations. There will be a celebration of life planned around his birthday in September 2024. Doris Elaine Gossett Baldwin, 1/23/1949 to 5/26/2024. Our beloved mother and nanny, Doris Elaine Gossett Baldwin, 75, of Brenham, passed away Sunday, May 26, 2024. Doris was born January 23, 1949, in Crockett, Texas. Survivors include son Stephen Baldwin of Pahrump, Nevada, daughter Stephanie Baldwin, Doug Nemenyer of Brenham, Texas, grandchildren Alex Baldwin of Pahrump, Nevada, and Kaylee Doug Nemenyer of Brenham, Texas, ex-daughter-in-law Michelle Baldwin of Midland, Texas. Also surviving are sisters Lena Lawson of Elkhart, Texas, Thelma Lanigan of Pasadena, Texas, Sue Jones of Huntsville, Arkansas, brother Luther Gossett of Elkhart, Texas, and in-laws Richard and Frida Hutchinson of Fort Worth, Texas, Tim and Mary Sizemore of Hinesville, Arkansas, and Robert and Flora Baldwin of Lincoln, Arkansas. She is preceded in death by her parents, Luther and Maud Gossett, husband Elmer Glenn Baldwin, in-laws Elmer and Ina Mae Baldwin, sisters Betty Jean Gossett, Catherine Gossett, and Mary Kathy, and brothers John Gossett and Richard Gossett. In lieu of flowers, a GoFundMe has been set up for her grandchildren. A memorial service will be planned at a later date. Funeral arrangements are entrusted to Memorial Oaks Chapel, 1306 West Main Street, Brenham, Texas. To post a tribute to the family, please visit www.memorialoakschapel.com. Susan Dunn, 11/9/1949 to 5/24/2024. Midland. Susan Harkey Dunn of Midland, Texas, passed away on May 24, 2024, at the age of 74, after a courageous battle with cancer, surrounded by her family. Susan is survived by her children, Deanna Brett Dwigens and Sam Ingram, four grandchildren, Sebastian, Brooke, Iris, and Ellie, sister Mary Harkey, brother Jim, Judy Harkey, numerous nieces and nephews. Susan is preceded in death by son Gregory Sisk, mother Bessie Harkey, and father Claude Harkey. Pallbearers will be Jim Harkey, Brett Dwiggins, Anthony Ford, Garrett Ford, Greg Ford, and Cody Mooring. Services were held Wednesday, May 29, 2024, 1 o'clock p.m. at Shiloh Baptist Church, Monahans, Texas, with Jeppy Wilson officiating. Graveside will follow at Monahans Memorial Cemetery. Jolene Galentz. Jolene Galentz, 67, of Midland, passed away May 24, 2024. Memorial service will be held at 10 o'clock a.m., Monday, June 3, 2024, at Crestview Baptist Church in Midland. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Mildred Joyce Ernest. Mildred Joyce Ernest, age 97, of Pflugerville, Texas, passed away on Sunday, May 26, 2024. The family will receive friends for visitation on Friday, June 7th, 2024, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home, 4616 North Big Spring Street. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 8th, 2024, at 2 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home, followed by interment at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Please visit ellisfunerals.com to leave online condolences. Manuel R. Maldonado. Manuel R. Maldonado, 79, passed away on Tuesday, May 7, 2024, in Hesperia, California. A memorial mass will be held Monday, June 3, 2024, at 10 o'clock a.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish and Shrine. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery. Arrangements were made with Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Family messages and condolences may be emailed to pipkin at nts-online.net, or you can visit our website at www.llewellyngarciapipkinfh.com. MC Nursing Alumna Enjoying Career. Tanta Hulsey worked in retail management for 10 years, and in January 2012, after spending Christmas in the intensive care unit at the hospital with her grandfather, she decided to pursue her lifelong dream of becoming a nurse. Quote, "I had always wanted to be a nurse," end quote, she said. Quote, "I graduated from Midland High School in 1998, married early, and by 2000 I had my first child. I went to work in the retail industry in order to help pay the family bills. In 2012, my husband Tim and I built an RV park on our property, and the income from that endeavor enabled me to stop working in retail and become a full-time Midland College student." Quote, "I actually attended Midland College for a very short time when I graduated from high school, but I still had to take most of my prerequisite courses before I could be accepted into the associate degree nursing program. I finished the prerequisite courses in the spring of 2013, and the following fall I was one of 35 students accepted into the program." Quote, "Nursing school was a great experience, but very rigorous, especially for a mother of three children. Thankfully, my family was very supportive. In fact, the last semester, I called my mother-in-law, who lives in Georgia, and told her I needed help. She got on a plane in January 2015 and came to Midland to live with us until June in order to help with mom duties like cooking meals and carpooling. I was also very fortunate in that I had Pell Grant funding and also received a donor-directed scholarship to help pay for my textbooks. I think that I only paid approximately $900 out of my pocket for the entire time I was at Midland College," end quote. Hulsey graduated from Midland College in May 2015, one day before her 35th birthday, and began working as a registered nurse in the intensive care unit, ICU, at Midland Memorial Hospital, MMH, in June of that same year. Hulsey said that she was excited to become a nurse. She wanted to help people rather than manage them. However, her management skills would serve her well in the years to follow as she worked her way up to her current position as critical care unit nurse manager at Midland Memorial Hospital. Quote, "I had never worked in a medical setting until I started working as a nurse in the ICU," end quote, Hulsey explained. Quote, "However, I didn't have any doubts that I couldn't handle the job and have not once regretted my decision to leave retail and go into nursing. I love every aspect of ICU nursing, from caring for the patients to visiting with their families and trying to make them as comfortable as possible. I also never dreamed that one day I would hold a master's degree," end quote. Hulsey has continued to work at MMH since that first day in June of 2015, except for a brief six-month stint as a case manager working for Hospice of Midland. In 2018, she served as a temporary nurse house supervisor at MMH. She said that experience opened her eyes to hospital administration and made her decide to go back to school to obtain a bachelor's degree. In April 2019, she was promoted to the position as nighttime nurse manager in the critical care unit, and in March 2020, she completed a Bachelor of Science in nursing degree. Quote, "I received my bachelor's degree from Grand Canyon University right at the beginning of the COVID pandemic," end quote, she said. Quote, "During the height of the pandemic, the hospital had 48 ICU beds, including the regular fifth floor critical care unit, the eighth floor where the total joint center is located, because no one was having elective surgery to have joint replacements, and four beds on the first floor in the emergency department. We eventually even had beds on the ninth floor of the hospital. There were 24 critical care nurses assigned to every shift, including FEMA nurses, travel nurses, and state nurses. I was one of a team of four nurse managers. Even though it was grueling, I saw amazing nursing care during this time, and I'm proud to have been a part of the critical care team during the pandemic, end quote. In April 2022, once the COVID pandemic had somewhat subsided and a sense of normalcy had returned to the hospital, Hulsey again enrolled in Grand Canyon University, this time working toward a Master's of Science degree in Nurse Administration, which she obtained in November 2023. While she was working on both her bachelor's and master's degrees, she continued to work full-time at MMH. Today, Hulsey is a licensed critical care registered nurse, CCRN, and is the only critical care nurse manager at Midland Memorial Hospital. As such, she is responsible for overseeing operations of 55 nurses and 8 ancillary staff. Her husband, Tim, is retired from the Midland County Sheriff's Department and now works as inventory manager for a directional drilling company. Her two daughters, Mackenzie, age 23, and Hannah, age 20, live in San Antonio and are following in their mother's footsteps, attending nursing school through Alamo College's district. Her son, Kason, age 17, graduated a year early from Midland High School and works in the oil and gas industry. Tanta and Tim raise Brahman cattle on family property near Coleman, Texas, but they also enjoy traveling. Quote, now that our children are grown and I'm not spending all my free time studying, Tim and I spend our vacation time going to places we never had a chance to visit, end quote, Hulsey said. Quote, I have lived on the same street in Midland County my entire life and never ventured far from home. Believe it or not, I had never been to Las Vegas until just about a year ago, and we plan to go back with our entire family in December. Tim and I also have recently been to Cozumel and Jamaica, and our entire family spent a week in South Padre. Other trips have included renting an Airbnb in Terlingua and rafting on the Guadalupe River with friends I met when I was in the nursing program at Midland College. Quote, I'm somewhat of a workaholic, but I've learned that it's good to take time off and unwind. In fact, I try to take a week off every quarter to either travel or get home projects done. Life is good, I'm enjoying the career I always dreamed of having, and I'm able to spend quality time with family and friends. It doesn't get much better than that, end quote.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, June 3rd. City says waterline break resolved. The city of Odessa said Sunday that a waterline break has been resolved. The break was isolated earlier Sunday at 42nd and Andrews Highway. The city said affected areas may have been without water or experienced low water pressure. Bonham Twirler makes PHS varsity squad. A Bonham Middle School 8th grader is poised to become a varsity freshman twirler at Permian High School next fall. Laniqua Clay, age 14, has been a twirler at the middle school for 2 years. Principal Kemu Smith said this is just one of several highlights happening at the campus. Quote, we have lots of kids that are going to OC Techs and OCA and New Tech next year, so just an upward trajectory, a lot of great growth and great things happening at Bonham, Smith said. Twirlers at Bonham perform at pep rallies, football games, and during parades such as the Christmas parade downtown. Clay is also a clarinetist in the advanced band and plans to continue that at Permian. She's only been twirling for 2 years. Quote, I saw the majorettes at pep rallies, and it seemed like something fun to do. It looked really cool, so I wanted to try it, Clay said. Trying out was nerve-wracking, especially for the solo part. She was nervous because there were other people there, and, quote, they're good, so it's challenging. End quote. When she found out she got on to the varsity squad at PHS, it was a wow moment. Quote, especially to be a freshman and make it, I was really, really surprised, Clay said. She expects being on the Permian squad will be similar to Bonham, but more challenging because she will be learning new tricks and more routines. She enjoys twirling because it's just fun. If she has a performance coming up, she'll practice after school at home every other day. Twirling helps Clay get things off her mind. Quote, like if I came into twirling practice and I had something on my mind, I just leave it at the door and I don't think about it for that whole practice, Clay said. Clay is in band. She was a dancer, but stopped when she got into majorettes. She's also in AVID, which stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. She's excited but nervous to be going to Permian. Quote, it's a big school, but I'm excited to meet new people and new friends, Clay said. She has really liked the band at Bonham because it has been very successful. Clay also will be in band at PHS. She'll be practicing all summer. Quote, all of June is competition season, and then after that, we'll have summer band, Clay said. She added that she's excited to have made the varsity twirling team this year, and she hopes to make it again next year. Quote, I'm really excited to be a freshman on the team, Clay said. Smith said she thinks it's fabulous that Clay made it to varsity as a freshman. Quote, one thing that we do talk to students about is setting goals and setting things for the future. She wanted to try out. She wanted to be on the twirling line at Permian, and for her to reach her goal and surpass it and be on the varsity line is excellent, Smith said. Quote, it's a pretty big deal, Bonham band director Hector Izaguirre said. He said there have been a lot of great majorettes in the program, but none have jumped this far, so it's really great. Izaguirre said Clay is a great student as well. Quote, she not only strives in her academics, but does well for us in band class, and obviously she's done great in the twirling. She's an overall great student and a great example and type of kid we have here at Bonham, he added. Clay said she feels like she's a role model for other students. At one point, she went to school in San Angelo, but came back. Quote, we were glad to plug her right into the band, and she fit right in, right where she left off. I know she was glad to be back. We are most certainly glad to have her back. I think it was a different experience that she had in San Angelo, Izaguirre said. The advanced band, which Clay is part of, has earned 17 consecutive sweepstakes, with all judges giving them a 1. The concert band, which is 3 years old, has received 3 years of sweepstakes as well. Quote, we're doing really well. We went to competition in San Antonio. We took 3 bands, and all bands had outstanding performances. The advanced band was overall outstanding. We got a really tall trophy, taller than some of the kids here. We were really excited about that award, Izaguirre said. Clay said it was fun to be part of that band. She learned a lot from the experience and learned from her mistakes to become a better clarinet player. She added that it has helped her in her classes, especially algebra. Master Gardeners. Showy standout brings daytime beauty and nighttime drama. The story was written by Debbie Rowland and Emmy Almschneider, Master Gardeners. The name Pink Evening Primrose seems to suggest a flower whose blooms open in the evening and close in the morning, but in the South, this plant blooms in the morning and closes in the evening. Speciosa, its botanical species name, means showy, which is certainly true. And a garden or a roadside blooming in every shade of pink is a standout. Said to be one of Lady Bird Johnson's favorite flowers, its great color and cultivation ease will make it one of your favorite plants. The native range of pink evening primrose stretched from the tall grass prairies of Nebraska and Kansas, Oklahoma and Missouri, into the prairies of Texas and into northeastern Mexico. But these different populations behave differently throughout its range. Northern populations tend to be whiter and open at night, while southern populations greet the morning with their showy pink color. It is such a popular plant that it has spread with human help way beyond its native range. In addition to its eye appeal, tender young leaves can be an edible spring green or used to make a natural yellow dye. The blooms can range from white to pink with overlapping petals. The petals range in size from 1.5 inches to 3 inches. The flowers are largest in the spring and smaller with the onset of the summer heat. Once you see them growing, you will want to grow them for yourself. Pink evening primrose ranges from 12 inches to 18 inches and should be planted in full sun and cultivated soil. But it will tolerate sand, clay, caliche, and rocky soil types. Best of all, it is drought tolerant. Plant in late summer and fall for blooms from February to October, or sow seeds in the fall. Pick a spot with plenty of room since this plant multiplies and can overtake an area. So plant them where you need a spreading ground cover. You can also use it as an accent in your lawn, but don't mow until it's done blooming or you are tired of pink. Pink evening primrose is known for reseeding in different parts of your yard. It can form large colonies because it can reproduce by seed or spread through underground rhizomes. Once established in a bed, it can take over, so be prepared to keep it under control. The seeds are capsules and readily seen, so harvest some to plant in the fall for the following year. Finches and other small animals will feed on the seeds. Small bees and butterflies will nectar on them. And night-blooming evening primroses are visited by our beautiful nocturnal moths, including my favorite, the diurnal, day-flying, white-lined sphinx moth. So, if you want an easy-to-grow plant with daytime beauty and nighttime drama, look no further. Seeds and plants are readily available. If you have questions, call the AgriLife office in Odessa at 498-4071 or in Midland at 686-4700. Additional information and our blog for access to past articles is available at westtexasgardening.org. Click on Resources. The Economist, Global Trade. The story was written by M. Ray Perryman. Trade is essential to prosperity, and recent projections indicate that it's likely to rise significantly in the future. Long-term economic growth in any area is not achieved by swapping things with fellow residents, but rather by what a community, state, or nation makes and sells outside their areas that brings in new resources. As I recently discussed, U.S. exports are growing, with Texas leading the way. It's one of the primary reasons that the domestic economy has remained resilient through myriad recent challenges. The World Trade Organization, the WTO, is currently projecting a 2.6% increase in global trade this year, followed by a 3.3% increase in 2025. This outlook is particularly good news after the unexpectedly large drop in 2023 of minus 1.2%. The decline in 2023 would have been even more pronounced if not for the strong performance in commercial services trade, which was up 9% to more than $7.5 $1 trillion, boosted by international travel and digitally delivered services. Merchandise trade dropped in 2023 by 5% to $24 trillion, with part of the decline due to falling prices for some commodities, such as oil and gas. Fortunately, things are looking up. There are several reasons to be bullish on the future path of global trade. One major factor is that inflation is down in many parts of the world, and lower rates of price increase allow real incomes to grow and thus people to buy more stuff. Another reason is that world economic growth is expected to be relatively strong. Trade has been remarkably robust, bouncing back from the pandemic within a year, despite notable supply chain issues. Furthermore, commercial services are adding a new dimension to prospects, particularly with the expanded opportunities that AI is bringing to the table. On the downside, obviously, is geopolitical tension. The conflicts in the Middle East can have a negative effect on trade, particularly if they escalate. Attacks on ships in the Red Sea are also causing disruptions. Embargoes on products from Russia continue to curtail trade. There are other hotspots which could flare at any time. Trends toward protectionist policies, such as increases in tariffs or fragmentation due to the development of politically motivated blocs, such as China, Russia, Iran, for instance, could also be great impediments. International trade is critical to the economic success of all countries. It allows the production of goods and services to occur in the areas where it is most efficient from a resource perspective. This concept of comparative advantage was first demonstrated more than two centuries ago and remains foundational to human progress. The expectation of global trade expansion is good news, not only for the United States, but for advanced and emerging regions throughout the world. Stay safe.
Hello, my name is Susie Haynes, and I'm reading the local news from Odessa American for June 1st and 2nd. Pets of the Week. Tristan, a four-month-old female husky mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. And Lucas, an eight-week-old male kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Tristan or Lucas or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 2230 West Sycamore or call 432-257-4311. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contracts along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support Humane Society of Odessa, donations are welcome. Donations will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center. Bonham Twirler makes PHS varsity squad. A Bonham middle school eighth grader is poised to become a varsity freshman twirler at Permian High School next fall. Laniqua Clay, 14, has been a twirler at the middle school for 2 years. Principal Kemi Smith said this is just one of several highlights happening at the campus. We have lots of kids that are going to OC Techs and OCA and New Tech next year, so just an upward trajectory. A lot of great growth and great things happening at Bonham, Smith said. Twirlers at Bonham perform at pep rallies, football games, and during parades, such as the Christmas parade downtown. Clay is also a clarinetist in the advanced band and plans to continue that at Permian. She's only been twirling for 2 years. I saw the majorettes at pep rallies, and it seemed like something fun to do. It looked really cool, so I wanted to try it, Clay said. Trying out was nerve-wracking, especially for the solo part. She was nervous because there were other people there, and they're good, so it's challenging. When she found out she got on the varsity squad at Permian High School, it was a wow moment. Especially to be a freshman and make it, I was really, really surprised, Clay said. She expects being on the Permian squad will be similar to Bonham, but more challenging because she'll be learning new tricks and more routines. She enjoys twirling because it's just fun. If she has a performance coming up, she'll practice after school at home every other day. Twirling helps Clay get things off her mind. Like, if I came into twirling practice and I had something on my mind, I just leave it at the door, and I don't think about it for that whole practice, Clay said. Clay is in band. She was a dancer, but stopped when she got into majorettes. She's also in AVID, which stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. She's excited but nervous to be going to Permian. It's a big school, but I'm excited to meet new people and new friends, Clay said. She has really liked the band at Bonham because it has been very successful. Clay also will be in band at PHS. She'll be practicing all summer. All of June is competition season, and then after that we'll have summer band, Clay said. She added that she's excited to have made the varsity twirling team this year, and she hopes to make it again next year. I'm really excited to be a freshman on the team, Clay said. Smith said she thinks it's fabulous that Clay made it to varsity as a freshman. One thing that we do talk to students about is setting goals and setting things for the future. She wanted to try out. She wanted to be on the twirling line at Permian, and for her to reach her goal and surpass it and to be on the varsity line is excellent, Smith said. It's a pretty big deal, Bonham band director Hector Izagiri said. He said there have been a lot of great majorettes in the program, but none have jumped this far, so it's really great. Izagiri said Clay is a great student as well. She not only strives in her academics, but does well for us in band class, and obviously she's done great in the twirling. She's an overall great student and a great example and type of kid we have here at Bonham, he added. Clay said she feels like she's a role model for other students. At one point, she went to school in San Angelo, but came back. We were glad to plug her right into band, and she fit right in, right where she left off. I know she was glad to be back. We were most certainly glad to have her back. I think it was a different experience that she had in San Angelo, Izagiri said. The advanced band, which Clay is part of, has earned 17 consecutive sweepstakes with all judges giving them a 1. The concert band, which is 3 years old, has received 3 years of sweepstakes as well. We're doing really well. We went to competition in San Antonio. We took 3 bands, and all bands had outstanding performances. The advanced band was overall outstanding. We got a really tall trophy, taller than some of the kids here. We were really excited about that award, Izagiri said. Clay said it was fun to be part of that band. She learned a lot from the experience and learned from her mistakes to become a better clarinet player. She added that it has helped her in her classes, especially algebra.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.